Welcome to the Early Edge, brought to you by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Legendary trades happening in the NBA post-NBA draft, and I'm sure we'll get to all of that. But ladies and gentlemen, it is World Cup season. We've got MLB and PGA to talk about. We got a very special show full of soccer cappers. But let's look at the recap screen before we bring in the stars of the show. 4-4. Shout out Martin Green going 2-0. Buckets 1-2. Sportsline picks only 1-3. The A's lost. If you stayed up for that one like I did, a pretty brutal way to lose that money line bet from EC. 4-4, not great. Not terrible. Let's bring in the stars of the show, though, because we've got some improving to do off 4-4, and we've got three of our soccer cappers on this show. We got Buckets, we got Brad Thomas, and we've got Martin Green for a six-game World Cup slate. Also have Danny Brasco for UFC and AMAX, of course, for Major League Baseball. What a team. I don't know if I can go around the horn. It'll take too long, but Buckets, I got to start with you. How's everything going? Are you excited about this very full World Cup slate?
I'm more excited I am about the full World Cup slate today than I was yesterday. I know that every soccer capper and fan on the planet was beaten badly by South Korea, and I'm expecting no South Korea 2.0 today, so it should be some fun games.
Brad, were you also beaten badly by South Korea?
By South Korea, and then the most pointless goal in the like 90th minute by Mexico to crush my under. Like, it was just so, yesterday was so dumb.
Pointless goals. It just reminds me of like pointless baskets in NBA games or garbage touchdowns in NFL games to hit the over. Danny Brasco, you know all about that. Martin Green, talk to me about soccer today. You got a couple of picks for us. You don't have to give them out now, but how are you feeling about these picks?
I'm feeling good about these picks, Sia. Yeah, I would say that the first two games aren't going to be quite as exciting, but the second two games after that, Japan versus Sweden and Tunisia versus Netherlands, look amazing. Can't wait for those two. Not sure if I'd bother staying up for the USA-Turkey game if you got an early start tomorrow, because neither team has anything to play for in that one. But we've got some good picks to break down for you guys later in the show.
Now that US game is at 10 o'clock Eastern time. What time would that be for you, Martin Green?
That would be 3 a.m. for me.
So I understand the sentiment about perhaps not staying up for that one. Danny Brasco, speaking of staying up at odd times, this UFC card on Saturday is in a different spot, correct?
It's in Baku, Azerbaijan. And actually, you won't have to stay up. You'll just have to wake up on time. The card starts at 9 a.m. Eastern. So if you like coffee and violence, which is my favorite thing in the morning, tune into UFC Fight Night this weekend. It's going to be a good one.
Brasco is the best. A-Bags, we've got a pretty wide open MLB slate today. But before we get to picks, and we are going to start with soccer, I got to ask you about your hat because I can't tell what you're wearing.
This is a Cubs hat. I don't know if it'll zoom in on that for you there. And then you have a nice Cubs logo patch here on the side for you. So we got, hey, the Cubs cash for us last time I was on the show. I had to kind of just go back to it.
And maybe we're going back to it with our picks, which we'll find out in a few minutes. But let's get soccer underway. We got three soccer cappers, so we obviously have to start with World Cup picks. John Buckets Eimer, what you got?
I'm going to rapid through these because I know we have a lot to get to. Martin already mentioned that the best games of the day today are going to be Japan and Sweden and Tunisia and Netherlands, and that's where both of my bets lie. Looking at Japan versus Sweden, this whole group is a mess right now because Japan and Netherlands drew 2-2, and they are equal on goal differential and equal on points, which means whoever wins this group will be determined by who can score or outscore their opponent more today, which means Japan and Netherlands are both highly motivated to not just win, but run up the score along the way, because if you finish second in this group, odds are you're playing France. Good luck with that. Expect both of these teams to have big games today. And so I'm taking Japan over 1.5 team total against Sweden. Shocked that it was -110. This is the kind of match you might win the ladder. You could tell me all day, but Buckets, Japan's missing Wataru Endo. They're missing Matoma. They're missing, I don't care. Have you watched how they've been playing? And have you watched, more importantly, how bad Sweden's defense has been? I could score 3 goals against Sweden right now. So I bet you Japan can do it as well. Take the 1.5 team total for a full unit, and maybe sprinkle 2.5, 3.5 for some more fun ladder plays. And then bet number 2, Tunisia versus Netherlands. I am so sorry, Tunisia. You do not deserve what is about to happen to you, because Netherlands might score 6 or 7 goals against you today. Sorry, I had to do it. Listen, Netherlands have been incredible. They scored 5 against Sweden, and Sweden scored 5 against Tunisia. I'm not good at the math here, but that means Netherlands might score 10 against Tunisia today. I like Netherlands over 1.5 goals in the first half. We're getting that at even money. This game could be 2-0 in the 20th minute, so I'm expecting a relatively sweat-free even odds cash for everyone out there.
We have a lot of questions in the chat. So not only do we have picks from Buckets and Brad and, of course, Martin Green when it comes to soccer, but we're just going to have to answer all of your questions. We're going to transition real quick to baseball, A-Mags. And I think it's a good transition point. We're going to toggle back and forth between UFC and MLB and soccer, of course, and a little bit of PGA. But I have to read this because we've got a Cubs fan in the house that has just booked he and his wife's ticket to Wrigley Field. Robbie Hockey, who I happen to know is a capper himself, he says, just ordered a PCA jersey for the meetup at Wrigley next week. It'll be my wife's after the game. She's a huge Cubs fan and has no clue she's coming with me. How cool is that? He's booked a ticket for his wife under the pretense that only he's going and he's taking her with him. Hey, Mags, I know you've got a play on the Cubs, but that's pretty cool.
Oh, that's awesome. And I'm very happy that we'll get to meet Robbie Hockey. I'll get to meet him in person. Finally, always been a big supporter and yes, has some awesome picks himself. So make sure you check him out. But that's a great little surprise there. That's awesome.
That's awesome. All right. Well, talk to us about the Tigers and the Cubs today, A-Mags.
All right. Well, yeah, first off, I'm going to just kind of rip the Band-Aid off here with the Tigers money line. And it was kind of predicated a little bit upon watching the last couple games here for the Tigers going up against two lefties, solid lefties in Carlos Rodon. And we backed Ryan Weathers yesterday. And even through some trouble, he was able to pitch around it. This is just a lineup that's better against right-handed pitching. And you know what? Tatsuya Imai might be the guy to quell some of those offensive woes that they felt the last couple of nights. You get Kerry Carpenter, that lefty, back in the lineup. I mean, it's tough when you have to sit one of your best offensive bats just because he's a left-handed hitter and you have two lefties on the mound that you're facing. So last two nights, he does not play. He should be back in there tonight. I think that's a big reason why this offense can score. When you look at Tatsuya Imai, he's had some solid starts, but when you start to kind of break down just on the road, there's definitely been some issues. I mean, you have to go back to April to see a good road start. Otherwise, you're looking at a Texas road start that was really good in May, but that's another indoors away park. So either he's been good at home indoors or he's been good away indoors. When you put him outside, he's pitched good once this season. So I think you might have some issues here. And after the last couple of nights of tough losses for the Tigers, I'm going to just take them at a pretty appealing price here. In my opinion, we've seen the number come back a little bit this morning. So you could maybe even wait and get a better price a little bit later today, but I'm totally fine with Tigers money line at this price. And we even get a little bit of a used up and battered Houston bullpen on the back end as well. Secondly, I put the Cubs hat on, same hat we had last time, because they cashed easily on that team total for us. They didn't even make 6 outs in the game before they scored the 4 and then even the 5th run for us on the PCA homer. Right back to the team total over 3.5 here on Caesars. You can still get that 3.5 at the best price in the market that I could see. Probably should be closer to -180 on this at worst. So if you want to go over 4.5, if that's all you have at +115 or so, I'm totally fine with that too. I have them projecting over 5 runs here today. And look, Freddy Peralta, 10 earned runs last time out. I mean, it was a brutal start for him. But you look at some of his recent starts, I mean, they haven't been good either. He had a 6 earned run start in there, 4 earned run start. So you know what? Maybe he gets back on track here. But after 20 runs scored yesterday by this Cubs offense, he actually had Ian Happ sit down for that second game. Should be back in there today. Tonight, actually. So it's not a day game following night game. So really, they should have the full complement of their lineup in there. I think the Cubs can score here as the away team. At least 4 runs would do it for us, but I do think that they can get to that 5th for plus money as well. So good luck tonight. And I had to point this out. Francisco Lindor, 0-for-5. Just a fat 0-for-5 last night in his return. That does not bode well for the Cubs or the Mets. Definitely bodes well for the Cubs.
Speaking of Cubs-Mets, we have Rick in the chat who says, Cubs-Mets over 8.5. Obviously, you like the Cubs side of the runs, but would you be willing to lean towards the over of 8.5 or no?
Yeah, I don't mind just the full game over 8.5 as well. I mean, it's not really so much about the Cubs pitching side. It's, you know, my target is much more on the Cubs hitters. But I have to at least say you get, you know, mid-70s, nice weather, wind blowing out, kind of warm weather. I'll take the over.
Buckets, why
are
you
doing down there? What is going on?
Why are you rowing?
Why am I rowing? Have you watched the Norway fans at all, Sia?
I've heard, yes.
Doom, doom, row.
It's been sick.
Doom, doom. Sorry. Hey, Max, I loved your takes, though. I'm tailing whatever bets you gave out on the Cubs. I was listening.
I'm sure you're tailing those.
He wrote them down.
Brasco, the baseball reminds me of the cricket. I'm just curious. You know, we're going to get to your UFC picks later. Have you been monitoring cricket, or are we on a cricket break?
I love Indian Premier League. That is the pinnacle of cricket, Sia. This is where the best, most elite cricket is played. Right now, there's Major League Cricket, which I believe is in its third season, and that's played in U.S. stadiums. It's sort of a hodgepodge of some really good international players, some veterans who are just like picking up some bonus money, it feels like. They're pretty sketchy to wager on. I know some people in the chat often ask me, hey, Texas Super Kings today, San Francisco Unicorns. It's not a league that I like to bet in. So I'm waiting for the Cricket World Cup. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, you just made up those names, by the way. I don't believe those are actual names.
I wish I did.
Brad Thomas, you're not making up any names, and you've got your track record so far in the World Cup has been really great over at Sportsline. You got a couple of picks for the World Cup today.
I do. Let's first talk about the monkey in the room. I've talked about Denis Undav of Germany multiple times this week, and there is reports that he might not start. So before you bet this, make sure you check lineups, lineup check immediately. If he's starting, go ahead and fire away anywhere from plus 160 to plus 180 for him to score. He already has 3 goals in the World Cup, and he hasn't started a single match, right? Denis Undav, 19 goals for Stuttgart, a prolific Stuttgart scorer at that. Playing against an Ecuador side who normally hang their hats defensively, but this is a match that they have to win. I want to see what Ecuador are like when they're stretched. I think Germany are going to have multiple opportunities to fire away and score goals on them. The next one, I'm going to the game that Buckets likes as well, Japan versus Sweden. And I'm not taking Japan team total, although I think he can hit and I hope Japan scores 3 goals. I'm just taking the over 2.5 goals minus 110. We have seen some money coming on the under, but it doesn't make a ton of sense to me, right? We see Sweden runs as back 3 and typically 5 in the midfield. But what they did against the Dutch is they end up having front 3 and then brought Ayari up a little bit higher on the pitch, which essentially neutralized any advantage they have in the midfield, making them very vulnerable for that back 3. And what happened? The Dutch capitalized. I think Japan can do a similar thing, right? They're not going to win in the air, but they're so tactically savvy where they're going to be in the right spot. They're going to make willing runs and they're going to score goals. Last but certainly not least, the most un-American bet that I've made this entire World Cup, that's Turkey to double chance to not lose this match, plus 0.5 minus 110. I just have a really hard time believing that a rotated squad, even if it's just rotated 6 guys of the United States, is going to go out there and get a win, especially against a team that's as prideful as Turkey, a team that has taken over 60 shots and haven't scored a goal. We reference the ketchup all the time, right? They've been hitting the bottom of the bottle, waiting for something to come out. Goals are coming for this Turkey squad, and I think this is the day. So I'm taking double chance and just fading a rotated squad of the United States.
All right. Un-American indeed, but probably the smart play, right? Brad Buckets, I thought you were going to run to the kitchen or something and get a bottle of ketchup. He gave you plenty of time to get the prop.
Oh, no. See, here's the problem with the bottle of ketchup thing is it requires prep. Like, I have to get a towel to put on my desk and stuff like that, and I didn't prep for it. I'm not putting it on. It's
You guys know about the 57 trick?
Yeah.
No. There's a little tiny 57 etched onto the side. Instead of hitting the bottom, turn it upside down and hit the 57. It comes right out.
I've heard that.
Wow. I don't eat ketchup, so I have no idea.
I'm not a big ketchup guy either. Ketchup and mustard, I'm out on.
Well, there's the tomatoes. Can't eat ketchup.
Let us know in the chat if you're in on ketchup and or mustard. All right. We got a lot more to get to. Martin, we got your picks, my picks, Danny Brasco's picks, the home run chart. And I will point out that Scott Edwards has pointed out in the chat that we hit 2 out of 3 on the home run chart yesterday. So hopefully we can duplicate that. However, I got to talk to you about some BetMGM promos. When the U.S. scores tonight, you score too. Win a share of $500,000 in bonus bets for every U.S. goal today. Just place a $5 or more pre-match wager on the U.S. game, and you'll win a share of $500,000 in bonus bets for every goal scored by the U.S. The bonus bets will be split among all eligible winners after the match. Also, trace the evolution of U.S. soccer from the very beginning with the U.S. Men's Soccer Trilogy. Multiple eras, one passion. Stream every era exclusively on Paramount Plus. Like I said, a lot more to get to right after this message from our partners. Back on the Early Edge, brought to you by BetMGM. So much going on in the chat. Apparently, we've broken out into a favorite condiments situation, which I love. I love that everybody, it looks like literally everybody's participating in that. If you're listening to the podcast, just come back to the show, put your favorite in the YouTube comments. Thanks for listening. But I do want to say this. So much participation in the chat, but we have a 5-to-1 like to watch ratio on YouTube. That's not super acceptable. Let's get to 200 likes in the next 2 minutes. That should not be hard with all the people that are watching. All right. We got to get to more picks. Martin, I want to get to your soccer picks because I know we're going to have so much soccer left in the show with all the questions that we have. So let's get to your picks. And then, Danny, we're going to get to your picks right after that.
Thank you, Sia. I'm starting with the game between Ivory Coast and Curaçao. And I think that Ivory Coast should be far too strong for Curaçao when the teams meet in Philadelphia. Curaçao is the smallest country ever to qualify for the World Cup. I think I've given out that piece of trivia a few times. In case you haven't heard it, the island is about the size of New Orleans. It's got a population of 155,000 people. It's a tiny little island. And it really showed when they lost 7-1 to Germany in their opener. They did earn a shock 0-0 draw with Ecuador in their second game, but their goalkeeper made 15 saves in that one. I don't think lightning can strike twice for Curaçao. Ivory Coast beat Ecuador in their opener. They lost narrowly to Germany in their last game, but they've got lots of quick, dangerous forwards like Amad Diallo and Yandy Amande. So I expect them to win this game really comfortably. I'm betting on Ivory Coast -2 on the Asian handicap. So it's a push if they win by 2 goals and we profit if they win by 3. And then I'm looking at the same game that my esteemed colleagues have already talked about. Japan versus Sweden. Copy and paste everything they said. Sweden have arguably been the most entertaining team at this tournament. They thrashed Tunisia 5-1 in their opener. Then they lost 5-1 to Netherlands. Very surprising to get a team that wins 5-1 and then loses 5-1 in the same week. But they've got a great attack led by Isak and Gyökeres. The defence is just so chaotic and the Dutch forwards tore their back 3 apart. Japan score a lot of goals as well. They drew 2-2 with the Netherlands and they beat Tunisia 4-0. So they're really dangerous in attack and I'm expecting an entertaining high-scoring game. As you can see, I've got both teams to score at -130. But I've also gone for both teams to score and over 2.5 goals as a little same game parlay. You get +105 on that if you want a bit more value on this game. Just think we'll see goals and lots of entertainment. So it looks like a great game to bet on for me.
Martin, those sounded like great picks, but I got to be honest, my concentration has been thrown. This chat is all over the place in the best way possible, but I have to ask you, Buckets, you're in the chat as well, wanting to do Son of a Taylor ad reads and other ad reads, which, you know, we'll see about that. But why is it that I owe you $40?
Oh, no.
Because you're on mute? Is that why I owe you $40? That must be it.
No, I was just hoping, like, you'd forget. You know, it's the kind of thing where it's like, oh, maybe I did. And then you just Venmo me $40 and I could just have 40 extra dollars. You know, it's not a bad way to start the day.
That's not a bad call. If you just randomly say something very specific and they're like, oh, that must be true. I must owe him $40 for something. All right. Let's maybe win $40 or more, Danny Brasco, in UFC. Listen, just so you know, all 3 soccer cappers have given out their picks, their official plays. We have so many questions in the chat, so we're going to have twice as many plays to give out just over the next 10 minutes with all of your questions. So we're trying to get to everything, but just know that we're not even close to done with our 6-game slate today in the World Cup. Danny Brasco, UFC, Saturday morning, is it? Saturday morning?
Yeah, Azerbaijan, Baku, early start time. I couldn't tell you what the time difference is. I can just tell you that I'll be up at 9 a.m. watching the fights. And you better get in for the prelims because First Bet is the second fight of the night, I believe. It's low-key one of my favorite fighters. I'm kind of a hipster with my favorite guys. And John Matsumoto is a prospect that I've had my eye on for quite some time. He's 3-2 in the UFC, 17-2 in his pro career. But both of his losses came by split decision. And we're getting him at -155 here in this matchup against Behzat Almakan, who's a guy that I think he can beat. Now, Matsumoto is extremely tough. He's not afraid to exchange in the pocket. He's got pretty solid kickboxing. His striking defense needs a lot of work, but his toughness makes up for that. He's willing to march forward through the fire. He throws heavy low kicks. Like I mentioned, he's willing to exchange, and that helps set up his offensive grappling, which is getting a lot better. His problem early in fights was that he was easy to take down. He got taken down 7 times in a fight that he still won, but he used his guillotine. He's got a lethal squeeze on that defensive guillotine that he uses when guys try to shoot takedowns on him. Now he's kind of flipping that. He has the defensive submissions to thwart away other opponents grappling. Now he can go to his own wrestling. Now he can really mix his game up. That's what I see him doing against Behzad Almakhan, a guy that's very dangerous early in fights. In his UFC debut, he dropped Umar Nurmagomedov, a title challenger, with a straight right hand, ended up losing the fight, but showed that he's got real power. He's got this kind of darting in and out of movement, in and out of the pocket, I should say, and he's got power in his hands. But we saw in his last loss against Alexandra Topuria, Ilya's brother, that he can just kind of get out MMA. Topuria just had a smart game plan for him. He mixed it up, hit him with some heavy shots, and then went to the wrestling. And Behzad was taken down a couple times. He was controlled for a couple minutes. So ultimately, I see Matsumoto's toughness and his mixed game just being a lot more effective than Almakhan's. I think this is a very winnable matchup for him, and I think minus 155 is a very fair price tag. Moving on, let's head right up to the main event of the evening. I see some disagreement in the chat, so not afraid to debate, because I think the odds makers are disrespecting Rafael Fiziev. A pick'em against Manuel Torres, I understand Torres is so dangerous in round one, but a veteran like Fiziev just has a way more complete MMA game. Now, bettors might be down on him because he's 1-4 in his last 5 fights, but don't forget, odds makers, while they probably got it wrong, They lined Fiziev as a betting favorite in both of his fights against now champion Justin Gaethje, and he closed as a short favorite against the prolific striker Mauricio Rufi. Now, he lost all of those bouts, but still, it just goes to show the market respects him. Now he's at a pick'em with Torres, who is a guy that hasn't been out of the first round since 2018. He is a violent finisher, extremely explosive. The flying knees, the elbows are vicious. He can hit you with spinning attacks. He's a very long, rangy fighter, so he throws that straight right hand from what looks like halfway across the cage. But really, I need Fiziev to survive for 5 minutes. And although he's gotten hurt by Gaethje, by Rufi, he's still extremely tough. He also has grappling that people don't see often enough because he's such a seasoned Muay Thai striker. But the low kicks, the potential to grapple, the toughness, the experience, and just the overall MMA savvy, I think can lead him to a win over a guy that, in my view, has to win in round one. He's been to decision 1 time in his pro career, has Torres. So if Fiziev can force this fight a little deeper and make Torres play MMA, I think he can win the fight and bounce back. Maybe he's kind of headed towards the back end of his career, but he's been facing nothing but elite competition, and I just don't think Torres is on that level. So I'm willing to take Fiziev one more time and see if he's got something left. Good luck on UFC Baku in Azerbaijan, guys.
UFC Baku in Azerbaijan, and it's Fiziev. Is that right, Brasco?
Yes.
All right. I'm definitely going to screw that up somehow on the recap screen. Let me get my golf picks out of the way real quick. Then we'll get to some soccer questions. We got MLB questions as well. First of all, the golf pick I gave out yesterday was Keith Mitchell minus 128 over Ryo Hasatsune. That's an afternoon play. So if you haven't gotten that in, you want to get that in, you still have plenty of time. Another afternoon play that I like, and I'm going to be quick here. JJ Spawn minus 116 over Chris Goderup. This is a case of JJ Spawn really being the better course fit. Also was pretty good here last year. Last week, not so good, but that was the U.S. Open. And frankly, it was a really bad day one for JJ Spawn. Day two, he recovered. He just was unable to make the cut because he just really had a bad day one. But again, I love the course fit here. I think he's going to be good off the tee. We're already seeing some guys in trouble. I mean, it's an easy course, but in trouble because they've been wayward off the tee. I don't think JJ Spahn's going to put himself in that position. We know he's a great ball striker. The putter can be a little flat, and Goderup probably has the edge there. But, getting to the green, I think JJ Spahn's going to be superior over 18 holes. So give me JJ Spahn minus 116 over Chris Goderup, and, of course, still have that Wednesday matchup that you can take as well. All right, let's get back to some soccer. And, again, we still have the MLB home run chart. Buckets, go ahead.
This is absolutely crazy because we got the World Cup going on. But Brian just pointed something out in the chat asking about the Latvian versus Liga higher league match between Grobinia and Auda-Riga. Take over 0.5 goals in the first half at minus 125. I can't take credit for that. That's a fantastic find by Brian. Auda is absolutely pressing them. 6 corners, 4 shots on target already in the first 22 minutes. Something's going to break open in the first half. Just wanted to put that out there for a live bet.
I mean, Amex, what's going on here?
It's always these fake leagues, these fake teams. This guy's betting on JV kids in Ireland. Like, what are we doing here, man?
I have so much respect for people in the chat that are like pointing out soccer bets that are not even World Cup related. Brasco, you had something.
One of the things I told, like, when I was in the studio with some of the guys there in CBS HQ, and we were talking about like the ability to just think about, talk about anything at any point when you're asked a question, right? Like I told the host, like, I know that I can talk about any fighter on the roster right now. And that's what I think makes me a strong analyst. Buckets does that on a global level. You could ask him about any league, any player, any country. He'll pronounce it with the correct inflections. And that, like, it's very impressive to me. So yeah, it seems like they're fake, but he's talking about stuff a world away at a high level.
He's a savant for sure. All right, Buckets, you're going to get the first soccer question. It's going to be Ivory Coast versus Curaçao, both teams to score.
Oh, I don't like that question because I love both teams to score, but who does anybody have static in their ear, or is that my mic freaking out?
I heard a little something, too.
There is a little static.
Something's going on, and it's got me on edge now. listen, I had, at the beginning of this tournament, Curaçao to be the lowest scoring team in the entire competition. I've already lost that because they managed to score a goal against Germany. This is a team that when you're playing for pride and when you're just playing for the sake of being here, you can pull off anything. We saw that yesterday when we saw, I can't even think of the team that scored twice against Morocco. All I know is they should have scored twice against Morocco. So it's a bit of a tough line to bet. Haiti, thank you. Sorry, Haiti. It's a bit of a tough line. It's plus money. It's fun. I don't think that they will score in this matchup, but I've said that about a lot of teams that are consistently scoring. So I think it's worth a sprinkle there at plus odds.
Brad Thomas from Crispin, Paraguay, beating Australia, ? Your thoughts?
This match just feels like one of those backdoor handshakes, right? They're in the locker room. Let's just make sure we both get our point and no one gets hurt. I don't want to take anything other than the draw, but there's no way that I'm taking a plus 125 draw in a game that has three options, a win, draw, and a loss. Yeah, I don't want any part of this game. Maybe I did see someone ask about a shot on target from outside the box. Maybe Julio Enciso. He loves to rip it. He's in this game. That's why I mentioned
that. Do we think, from Mike B19, Martin, do we think Japan wins?
Careful, Martin.
I'd be leaning towards Japan, but I really didn't see any need to delve into the moneyline market on that game because I just find so much value in the goals markets. I just really think both teams are going to score. I think we'll see over 2.5 goals. Yeah, leaning towards Japan because they're more organized and efficient. But if Sweden's attack is on point, Sweden could easily get a result there. So I'm staying away from the money line there.
Buckets, it sounded like you had something to say there.
Yeah, Japan's winning, and they're winning at least 3-1 as my final scoreline. It might even be 4-1 if you want to get real rowdy with it. But Japan win this one, and it's going to be an easy victory for the Blue Samurai.
Brad, you want to weigh in here?
I don't feel like you need to take a money line in this one, right? Because I don't think either team's going to win this 1 or 2-0. So why would you complicate things and just take the over or take one team's team total?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's what I was going to suggest. Buckets, is everything okay over at HQ? let's go to some baseball, A-Bags. Richard Pierre wants to know Brandon Lau over 1.5 bases plus 130.
Yeah, I don't hate it. I actually do like Bryce Miller for some strikeouts here today. Going to get that one posted on the website in a moment. But yeah, I don't dislike that one. I mean, Bryce Miller's been a little bit worse versus lefties, so I could see that one. Usually get low, near the top of the lineup.
Marcel Petway, Yankees, your Yankees run line with Schlittler on the mound. The run line is certainly plus money in that plus 110 range.
So, yeah, I don't mind that one. I thought you were asking about a player named Marcel Petway. And to Danny's point, I feel like I could talk about every baseball player. I was like, that is not someone I know. So, yeah, Yankees on the run. I do like them with Schlittler on the mound. If you look, this will be Schlittler's second start back in Boston. You know, a Boston kid pitched great in his first one at 8 innings. But he's been good against the Red Sox both times this year, you know, completing at least 6 in each and 2 or less earned runs. So I do like him tonight.
All right, we're going to get to the home run chart in a second. Buckets, Alan Garcia, Josh Davis both have questions in the Germany game. One is Germany first half money line. Should I stay away? And the other one is thoughts on Germany-Ecuador first half draw plus 160.
I think you should default to asking either Brad or Martin. I've got a personal bias with this German squad. I'm going to take them to win no matter what or who they are playing against. So I'm going to default to one of you two over here.
Brad, you go next, and then I'll ask Martin.
I mean, if Julian Nagelsmann is being correct and not trying to do some gamesmanship about only making two changes to the starting 11, why would you not take Germany first half money line? I know there could be some complacency with them already wrapping this up and not having anything to play for, but if you're starting your big guns, it's because you want to come out fast and you want to go into the next round with some momentum. So if they win this match with those guys and they start a full starting 11, like, go ahead, take first half money line.
Martin, before you go, I just want to say thank you to the chat, because I think I'm seeing 199 likes. So you guys jumped 100 likes just for us asking. So we really appreciate that. And if you're new to this show, make sure you subscribe to the Sportsline YouTube channel. If you can't catch us live, you can catch the podcast, Apple, Spotify. Just search Early Edge. Martin Green, your thoughts, Germany.
I don't really like the look of that game, to be honest. Germany are already qualified, so it's a meaningless game for them. I don't think Ecuador are going to want to end the competition without scoring a single goal. So I do quite like both teams to score. That was my favourite one in that game. I'm not sure. Ecuador are a better team than their results would suggest. They've got pretty solid players. I would stay away from that one personally, but I don't want to put you off in case it wins.
All right. Well, I'm sure we're going to get to a couple of more soccer questions. Let's get the home run chart, though, before we forget to do that. And A-Mags, I'll get your response here. Ahmed Rosario, plus 598 versus plus 760. Some real value there, according to the sports line model, the Inside the Lines crew. Bryce Harper, plus 323 versus plus 400. And Alec Burleson, plus 435 versus plus 500. A-Mags, your reaction to these three, or is there anybody else not on this list that you're looking at?
How about the lefty masher, Paul Goldschmidt? Over plus 400 odds, you know, about around plus 420 here for a home run tonight. I mean, he hit a home run off Tarik Skubal yesterday. He can hit any lefty. He's been absolutely raking, especially against lefties. So I do like him. But hey, how about, you know, plus 760 there on Ahmed Rosario? You're going to get that wind in Boston pushing out a little bit to left field. Connolly early, 10 home runs already to righties. I like Rosario. I like Goldie. I like the Yankees righties there.
Were there any other questions in the chat? I know you do such a good job, A-Mags, in the chat, like typing away. But for the podcast listeners, was there anything that comes to mind that you really want to respond to for them?
At least one thing. Scott Edwards said we hit 2 out of 3 on the home run chart yesterday. Yeah. So awesome, awesome stuff there. We just kind of keep crushing those. And Bryce Miller strikeouts, we asked about that one. I do like the Bryce Miller strikeouts, just wish he was a little bit better against lefties. But I think he can still get to 6 here today. Christopher Sanchez to record a win. I don't love it at the minus 123. So I will pass on that one. I think actually Cade Cavalli could be solid on the other side too. Washington's been good against lefties, a little bit better than I would like. Phillies nerfy, Yankees nerfy. I don't really have too much to say on those. Just look at Christopher Sanchez first inning numbers. I feel like I remember him having some issues early in the game. So maybe not a nerfy spot for you. And then the last one I see here, A's and San Fran over 8.5. Generally wouldn't want to go, you know, on an over in that ballpark, but you get a day game. The only thing I guess maybe to look at is if Luis Arraez is out again. It's just a you know, solid offensive piece for them that was missing yesterday. Kind of why you saw Gage jump, go for 9 strikeouts and have a solid outing. Probably out again with a foot injury. So.
Gage jump was pretty solid. We had a lot of people at Sportsline, including this show, on the A's money line, and that was a rough one. 2 solo homers in the bottom of the ninth. But honestly, to me, A-Mags, the headline was J.H. Lee tracking down that ball, which probably would have led to 2 runs. Would have been 3-0 going into the bottom of the ninth. Go ahead, A-Mags.
Yeah, the big thing too is like they got jump out of the game. He pitched well, but they got him out of the game, you know, in a relatively timely fashion. Really needed him to maybe work a bit deeper into the game. And that San Fran lineup, you know, fouling balls off. I think there was something historic. I don't know the number, but yeah, there was like some historic number of foul balls in that game or something. So, you know, that's what that lineup can do. And actually, it was without Luis Arraez. For what it's worth, I do like the A's today, though.
Fair enough. All right, we're going to circle back to World Cup before we get to the recap screen. But Brasco, was there anything UFC related? You mentioned in the chat there was some reaction to some of the picks. Anything you need to respond to?
I actually saw Gippers with a plus 800 play that was interesting to me. He likes Michal Olajecek, the hardest name to spell in the UFC, by second round knockout. I kind of like that. He's an underdog. I liked him at plus 115. Now it's about even money. And he's fighting a guy in Abus Magomedov that can kind of fade away as the fight goes on. He hasn't paced himself very well. He's a big physical guy. But if he can't wrestle, I think he could get pieced up. Olejczyk's got really tricky feinting, southpaw boxing. He's a tricky striker, and he's training with the Fighting Nerds. So if he can stay off the ground, I think the plus 800 in round two is live if these guys are kind of labored. If it gets to be a dogfight, give me Olejczyk all day. See, I also wanted to give a little quick shout-out. Ben, if you want to hit me with a quick zoom, my guy Julian Pace, blowing up artist right now. He does these really cool athlete portraits. I got the Jalen Brunson shirt, but check out my guy Julian Pace, an artist that was sketching doodles with me in my apartment many years ago and now is showing in Sotheby's and blowing up. So check him out now.
Well, look at his big shoulders. Certainly had a lot on his shoulders for the entire playoffs and finals. Let's go back to soccer, and then we'll finally get everybody out of here with the recap screen. But there's too much to cover. We have so many people here. I'm going to go to you, Brad, on Wu-Tang416. He says, what are your guys' thoughts on Ivory Coast versus Curaçao over four corners, first half plus 100? You are the corners guy, Brad.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see Curaçao if they break their shape, right? They're the team that historically runs a back five and sometimes transition to a back six, which it's not always easy when you play a certain way. I think four is fine, right? I'd probably urge on the side of caution, though. This could end at three, but with a team having to chase the game, you could see some corners.
Buckets, any questions? You're pretty good at catching some questions that I don't catch that you need to rapid fire.
Real quick, Grobinas just scored in the Latvian First Liga, so if you tailed the first half goal there, you cashed the live bet. So,
wow. Woo!
And then on to the pending VAR, which we all know VAR can always. sorry, let's go to the questions. Patty Boy, boys, what are your thoughts about Japan, Sweden over 2.5 goals? I think that all three of us love that play. Absolutely something we're all on board with. No qualms. I think that's the word there. Yes. Good morning. I'm not reading that one, Adrian Flores. The Curaçao to score at plus 110. Take it if you want to take it. I'm too confused on that one. Mark Timoney? 1488 said Germany over free kicks. I don't know what that means. Can you bet the free kick market in Europe? Is that a thing, or is that something that I've just never known? Martin, can you bet like team total free kicks?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I have no idea what the line is or the number, but if you want to ask us what that is, we can maybe help. It's not a market I've ever done anything with.
Is that essentially a bet on the other team fouling?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Which Ecuador's a very physical team. They're a very aggressive team. So whatever the number is, probably take the over. And then Mark Timoney did say, does Brad have any corner bets in general? Brad, I know you didn't really love the Cote d'Ivoire one, but maybe.
No, somewhere. I don't actually have any corner bets for pregame. There are some really good situational spots, right? Like, do you think about Japan, Sweden? Hopefully Japan goes down. Sorry, Buckets. Goes down early, then you can take Japan's live corners, right? So I think today is just a live bet day. What I'll do is I'll post on X the first corner bet that I see that I bet live.
Martin, anything to follow up on here?
No, I think I've been answering all the questions that have been fired in the chat. I would say that we've broken down every single game taking place today at some point, and I believe they're all cut up on the Sportsline YouTube. So you can get picks from all three of us on every game if you just delve into that.
Yeah, make sure you are subscribed to this channel that you're watching. A lot of people watching, they don't realize they're not subscribed. So make sure you hit the subscribe button. Maybe you want to turn the notifications on, but obviously you can find us every Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock. This is really interesting, AMAX, and we'll get to the recap screen right after this. Steve Folkerts, who has been a part of this family for quite some time, he says, for those doing the Cubs meetup, which of course is next Wednesday, USA plays at 7 p.m. that night. And that would be in the knockout round, right, guys? So that's really cool. Brad, you're going to be there too, so we can find a place after the game because that's an afternoon game.
That's
so,
awesome.
Brad, I don't know if you're sticking around. I know AMAX and I are staying the night that night. So we'll be able to catch the soccer. How cool is that, Brad?
I'm going to have to pack my jersey. I didn't even realize I'm already packed. Like, I'm a notorious early packer. I'm going to have to redo the suitcase. That's awesome.
Wait a minute. We're a week away. You're already packed?
Yeah.
Yo,
that's crazy.
Brad, I'm going to Colorado. I'm going to Colorado for a wedding in an hour and a half. There's nothing in my suitcase.
It stressed me out too much. I'm like high anxiety person, right? Like, I need to be packed. I need to make sure I'm not forgetting anything. I do a checklist. I'm crazy.
AMAX, go ahead. That's why you're such a great capper, Brad. AMAX, go ahead.
Yeah, I love the preparation from Brad. I wish I was that good. I put in the chat, Jen M asked, maybe one of the soccer guys can give us a real play. She asked for a patriotic USA bet. And I said, isn't turkey like one of the most patriotic meals, like Thanksgiving turkey? So I mean, just back turkey. You already got the turkey bet. Just back turkey plus a half. I love that.
It's not bad. We're searching a little bit. Buckets, do we have anything patriotic? We already know Brad likes
how
turkey.
How is
plus
turkey half. Patriotic?
Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay. No, I.
Not bad.
Oh, okay. VAR, goal stands. We're good on the live bet. Sorry, I've been watching that for the last 3 minutes. No, I don't know. Is there a team called like Miller Lite or something that we could? I don't know how to. Wait, Martin now is, they said the goal's gone. Sorry, you go to someone else. I gotta figure this out.
That is crazy. Martin, is there anything pro-USA today? I mean, the pro-USA thing is like they already won their group. Go ahead, Martin.
I've probably been the most pro-USA of everyone, despite being the only non-American guy here. But so I'm gonna stick with it. I'm going to go with USA to win again. I think you can get minus 105 or plus 100 on a money line win. I know there's no need for them to win. They've already won the group. But there's no need for Turkey to win either. They've already been eliminated. So neither team has a great incentive. The USA are obviously going to rotate heavily. But those players that come in, they're going to want to take their chance to impress the manager, Mauricio Pochettino, in this big game. And they're going to be roared on by raucous home support. I think they can win it regardless of who plays. So, yeah, just back USA money line, I reckon.
Brad, go ahead. As I read in capital letters, who doesn't eat mustard and ketchup? Don't forget, if you're listening to this after the fact or even now in the YouTube comments, I want your favorite condiment and your least favorite condiments. Brad, go ahead.
Yeah, I think you could take Timmy Weah shots today if he gets the start. He was a big-time member of this team, hasn't gotten the run that he wanted, but he is super athletic and will probably be playing up top as opposed to playing wing back.
So would that be shots on target? Is that what you're
just
saying?
Just shots. Don't even care where he hits them. Okay. He can hit him to the stands, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Buckets, you want to close this out? They didn't count your goal, did they?
They didn't count my goal and mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise pro or mayonnaise con?
Best condiment, mayonnaise. Oh.
All right. See, you say ketchup with an A, which is crazy. People were talking about it in the chat as well. You say like, oh, I want to catch up like with my friends.
I say things weird sometimes. I'll admit it. Like spinach, I say with a G-E at the end, even though it's spinach. Yeah, what? Because it's easier for me to say, and I don't realize I do it.
And
sometimes when I say... Yeah,
and you're Jaguars too, right, for the NFL?
No, don't accuse me of that. I'm fully Jaguars.
If you're putting G's in spinach... then you're liable to do anything, brother.
Danny, that's so true. He knows how to say the team of his favorite quarterback, all right? Come on.
Oh, T-Law, baby, T-Law.
T-Law. All right, let's get – honey mustard's a good call. I don't like mustard, but I do like honey mustard.
Yes.
All right, let's bring on the recap screen. What an incredible show this is. We do this every day, 10 to 10:30-ish, but this is a longer show because we had so much to talk about. So, everybody, appreciate you being in here. Just loving the comments. Round one matchup, J.J. Spahn minus 116 over Chris Goderup. That is, you know, you still got time to put that in. I think they go off in about an hour or so. Also, Keith Mitchell minus 128 over Ryo Satsune also has not gone off. Japan versus Sweden, Japan over 1.5 team total minus 110. And Tunisia, Netherlands, first half over 1.5 goals at even money. Those two soccer bets are from Buckets. How about two from Martin Green? Ivory Coast -2 Asian handicap -130. And Japan, Sweden, both teams to score -130. Let's go to more soccer plays. Japan, Sweden over 2.5 -110. And Turkey +0.5 -110. Those, of course, from Brad Thomas. Now we circle back to baseball. Tigers money line -110. And Cubs team total over 3.5 runs -150. UFC Saturday morning, Gene Matsumoto money line -155 and Rafael Fiziev. I got that wrong, didn't I? Money line -110. I think it was okay. All right, we're going to go to the home runs. Who's hitting a home run? We went 2 for 3 here yesterday. Ahmed Rosario, Bryce Harper, Alec Burleson. Those are the sports line model top MLB home run plays, courtesy of Jacob Fetner and the Inside the Lines crew. I don't want this show to end. We have so much more to talk about, but we have to end it. We have to let you go on about your day. Thanks, everybody, for being in here. Thanks for all the participation in the chat. Buckets, thank you. Brad, thank you. Martin Green, thank you. And, of course, Danny Brasco and AMAGS. And I don't know how he does it, but Ben here every day handling things in the background with the chat, with the graphics, all of those things. He is the MVP. So a shout-out to Ben. Hat tip from AMAGS for all you audio listeners. Have a great Thursday, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow for BPE Friday at 10 o'clock. Until then, I'm the Counselor of Cash, and we rest our case.